This is an audio version of the article, How Generative AI Works Tokens. Embeddings and the Transformer by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. Using a generative AI tool is easy. Understanding what it is actually doing is harder, and most explanations either stay so surface level they are not useful, or dive into mathematics so quickly that they lose most readers. This post lands in the middle. It explains the mechanics, tokens, embeddings, transformers, attention, clearly enough that you understand why the model behaves the way it does. No equations, just the concepts. Foundation post read, what is a large language model, LLM? Before this one, it covers what an LLM is at a high level. This post goes one level deeper into the mechanics. Also connects to AI versus ML versus deep learning. Generative AI is a deep learning application, and the transformer is the deep learning architecture that powers it. Step 1. Text becomes tokens. A generative AI model does not process words. It processes tokens, small chunks of text that might be a word, part of a word, or a punctuation mark. Before anything else happens, your input is broken into tokens. The following table shows text, how it tokenizes, and token count. Why tokens and not words? Because the same tokenizer must handle every language, every technical term, and every programming language. Word boundaries are not universal. Tokens are a more robust unit for the model to work with. Why token count matters for you? Every interaction with the generative AI model is measured in tokens, both the input you send and the output it returns. Models have a context window, a maximum token limit for one interaction. GPT-4o has a 128,000 token context window. Claude supports up to 200,000 tokens. Understanding tokens helps you design prompts that stay within limits and use context efficiently. Step 2. Tokens become numbers, embeddings. The model cannot work with text directly. Each token is converted into an embedding, a vector of hundreds or thousands of numbers that represents the meaning of that token in context. The critical property of embeddings, tokens with similar meanings produce vectors that are mathematically close to each other. King and queen are close. King and bicycle are far apart. This mathematical proximity encodes semantic meaning. The embedding is where language becomes mathematics. It is the bridge that lets a model work with meaning numerically. Following image, embedding space diagram on white background, showing king and queen as nearby dots and bicycle as a distant dot in semantic space with a numerical vector example. Step 3. The transformer processes everything. The transformer is the architecture that underpins almost every modern generative AI model, GPT, Claude, Gemini, Llama, SAP, Joule. It was introduced in a 2017 paper titled Attention is All You Need by researchers at Google. Before transformers, language models processed text sequentially, left to right, one token at a time. Transformers changed this fundamentally. They process all tokens simultaneously, with every token able to attend to every other token in the sequence. Self-attention, the key mechanism. Self-attention is how the transformer understands context. For each token in the sequence, it computes how much attention to pay to every other token when building the representation of that token. Consider, the bank and guarantee deposits will cover future tuition costs. The word bank could mean a financial institution or a river bank. Self-attention looks at deposits and tuition costs, other tokens in the sentence, and determines the financial meaning is correct. This happens across all tokens simultaneously. Simplified self-attention for the word bank, token attention score, the 0.02, not very relevant. Guarantee 0.08, somewhat relevant. Deposits 0.71, highly relevant financial context clue. Tuition 0.19, relevant, supports financial meaning, weighted by these scores. Bank gets a representation that reflects its financial meaning, not its riverbank meaning. Multiple attention heads. Transformers use multiple attention heads, typically 12 to 96 in modern large models. Each head learns to attend to different types of relationships simultaneously. One head might track grammatical agreement. Another might track which pronoun refers to which noun. Another might track topic consistency. The outputs of all heads are combined into a rich representation of each token. This is why transformers handle long-range context, a reference at the start of a long document, connecting to a detail at the end, far better than earlier architectures. Layers building understanding, level by level. A transformer has many layers. GPT-3 has 96 layers. Each layer refines the representation of each token. Early layers capture word level and syntactic patterns. Later layers capture semantic and conceptual relationships. The final layer's representation is what the model uses to predict the next token. Following image, self-attention diagram on white background showing the word bank attending to deposits and tuition, with weighted arrows of different thickness, representing attention scores. Step 4. The model generates one token at a time. After the transformer processes the input, the model produces a probability distribution over every possible next token, the entire vocabulary, which can be 50,000 or more tokens. It selects one token based on that distribution. That token is added to the context, and the entire process runs again to select the next token. This continues until the response is complete. The following table shows what controls token selection, how it works, and effect. Following image, token by token generation diagram on white background showing transformer processing context to produce a probability distribution. Selecting a token and adding it back to context in a loop. Why the same prompt gives different answers. Temperature and sampling mean the model does not always pick the most likely token. Randomness is intentional. It produces more varied and natural responses. Set temperature to 0 if you need consistent, deterministic output. Increase it for more creative variety. Less than BR greater than the full guide to temperature. Top P and top K. What each does and what to set for your task is in temperature and top P, controlling LLM output. Why this matters for how you use AI. Understanding the generation mechanism explains behaviors that otherwise seem random. Hallucinations happen because the model selects the statistically plausible next token, not the verified true one. There is no lookup step. Responses differ between sessions because sampling introduces randomness. The same prompt at temperature 0.7 will not always produce identical output. Models get confused in very long conversations because earlier parts of the conversation eventually fall outside the context window. Asking the model to think step by step, chain of thought prompting works because it forces the intermediate reasoning tokens into the context, improving the quality of the tokens that follow. SAP Joule. Microsoft Copilot and every other AI assistant you use runs on a transformer, the same architecture. The differences between products are in training data, fine-tuning, RAG grounding and guardrails, not in the fundamental generation mechanism. At a glance, the mechanics. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. What to take away? Generative AI is not a search engine and it is not a database. It is a model that has learned statistical patterns in language at enormous scale and uses those patterns to predict the most plausible next token, one at a time. The transformer architecture, self-attention and embeddings are what make this work at the quality level we see today. Knowing these three concepts does not make you a researcher. It does make you a more informed user, a better prompt writer, and a more credible evaluator of AI systems, whether you are working with SAP Joule, Microsoft Copilot, or any other transformer-based tool. Related posts on this site, what is a large language model, LLM? The LLM post explains what the model is, this post explains how it generates. Together, they give the complete picture. Less than BR greater than AI hallucinations. Why they happen? Hallucination is a direct consequence of token-by-token prediction without verification. Now you understand why. Less than BR greater than AI versus ML versus deep learning. The transformer is a deep learning architecture. That post explains the broader landscape. Less than BR greater than fine-tuning versus prompt engineering versus RAG. Knowing how generation works helps you choose the right customization approach. Less than BR greater than how LLMs are trained, pre-training. Fine-tuning and RLHF, understanding how generation works, is only half the picture. This post explains how the model got there in the first place. Less than BR greater than temperature and top P. Controlling LLM output. A full guide to the sampling parameters that decide how the model picks each token. When to use temperature zero for precision, and when to go higher for creativity. Published on RakeshNarayan.com articles.